Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells this hour. I believe we do have another phone call over to break. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for the sunshine, Ron.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I can't see out of the studio here. I hope it's shining.
Well, it is. It always shines on K-Man.
Absolutely.
Anyway, getting back to your ambulance situation, actually, ambulance service should be a private entity, and the county should not even be involved in it, because it takes up a lot of time, and other subjects, just like other subjects, when it's all said and done, there's more said than done. Anyway, if we had a commercial ambulance service in both counties, they could serve both counties, and there wouldn't be any question back and forth who's going to pay for what. I agree with you on getting to the ambulance service. As you evidenced probably some 60 years ago, your folks got you to the hospital quicker than you could have. We didn't have ambulances. Well, we did, but they were slow. They were actually the hearses from the people at home with a red light on top.
Well, you had to call down to the Eagles Club to get him to come out and get in the ambulance, remember?
Well, he couldn't drive most of the time.
Right.
I won't use his name, but his initials are, or his last name starts with an H.
Right.
Deceased, so we won't talk about him. Now, I think I've discussed this with you before, and I've discussed other items, and I always get the answer that, oh, we can't do that. Well, even the Fort Riley Range was suggested, they did it, and now we can't do it. But anyway, you need to listen to the public. Sometimes they have good ideas, sometimes they don't. You can filter them out. But I think you're doing a great job down there, you and all both commissioners. Actually, you know, when you have a vote, a three-party commission, one person decides. If you have a 2-1 vote, one person decided. We should consider going to 5 people, like Reno County and several other counties did. We need to get up to speed. We want to be just like the big places. Let's get up to speed. Thanks for listening, and I'll listen to your rebuttal on here. It'll be very interesting. Thank you.
Absolutely will be. I've studied the 5 commissioners, and of course, the one I study the most is the Saline County change, and that was somewhat of a disaster. But with 5 commissioners now, most of them, if they're lucky enough to show up, the chairman never even showed up for quite a few meetings. But 5 commissioners, it was hard for them to even get anything done, because I don't think any of the 5 even care to vote with any of the others. I can't see any advantage to paying 5 salaries to do the job anyway. But there again, like I say, and it's probably just the people that they've got. But we have other counties that have 5 commissioners that seem to work well. But Riley County is doing very well. We're about 12th in the state on the mill levy on taxes, and we were 6th, but we're down to about 12th now. And we're rated one of the top 3 in the health department. So Riley County is doing a very good job of being managed and everything, considering the fact that 28% of Riley County is tax exempt, and that's where the most difficult part comes in. This is going to be a scariest year I think I've ever faced when we come up with budget next month, when we get started on it, because primarily because of the state and the federal government on the actions they've taken. The state more so than anybody, and then we look at the mill levy that's going to have to go up for the school district, and of course, I don't know, I haven't got a feel for what Manhattan will be doing, but we're going to try to hold the taxes again. Last year we was able to reduce the mill levy a little bit, but I doubt that's going to happen this year.
It's going to be a tough one, no doubt.
Very tough. Got another outside agency that's going to be making requests this year that didn't last year, which helped us. But the outside agencies, all need more money too. And I don't know what the total outcome is going to be on the school finance from the state. I mean, they passed one there, 500 and some million, but is that going to end there, or will there be pushback and they'll have to go for more? I just don't have any idea, but it's going to get expensive besides what we're doing in Raleigh County. We've got the radio system coming up yet, and one thing I didn't put down is in the next year or so, we're going to have to get all new election equipment.
Something that's been talked about for a few years now.
And our county clerk is being very careful to make sure whichever system we use is proven and trouble-free. And so we went through a test here a month or two ago between a couple of different types, And so he wants to be careful so when we do it, they don't recall them a year later or find out a year later that that's not the thing to do and come out with some new brand to supersede it. So we want good long-term equipment. He's being very careful in analyzing that and watching what other states and what other parts of the country do as far as the quality of the brand and the type of machine. So,
and that's also kind of a tricky thing anymore, too, because when it comes to election integrity, that's such a focus right now. And there's a lot of people looking at we just need to go back to a paper ballot system.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
and I think I remember covering some Riley County Commission meetings where County Clerk Rich Bargo was it says something to that degree of always having maybe a paper system backup or always having that as an option.
It's an option, right. Mm-hmm. And I know I hear the naysayers, they say, well, you know, they don't trust those electronic machines and everything. But I've looked when I go in to vote and I can't see it. There's no connection between the machines. I mean, so you can't influence. You couldn't have the machines all hooked to some central hidden computer and play with them or whatever.
Sure. And they're double checked. Anyway.
Yeah,
you got canvassing afterward or the canvas afterward.
Absolutely.
Double checks those results. So.
Yeah. And like I say, undoubtedly, there may be somebody vote in the wrong area or district, but Raleigh County does a superb job of making sure that everything is correct and our votes are 100%, you know, are accurate to, I'd say 100%, but I don't know that somebody couldn't slip in from somewhere else and vote. There's going to be nefarious people in every walk of life. So,
but, you mentioned the radio system a bit ago, and that just kind of reminded me. Just remind us where we're at on that. What is the latest with the radio system?
As I recall, I think everything is signed and underway. I think it was a several-year process to get equipment and installation and stuff. And as far as purchasing the radios, that money will come from the individual agencies, you know, their budget, RCPD, Matt and Fire, and various agencies will use the money to buy the radios. The radios are very expensive. I had no idea something that small could cost that much money. But it's all state-of-the-art because we're trying for 95% coverage. And the biggest problem is in buildings.
Sure.
And let alone being out in a rural area, that's pretty well covered. It's in the buildings where we need we've had an officer one time that here a while back stopped some individuals. There was guns involved couldn't get a hold of anybody for backup. I mean, we've got a lot of gaps in our radio, and that was created by the FCC by splitting the airways. And that's all caused by the government is the reason we have to change bands and the radio system.
And when you say splitting the airwaves, we went over this before. Well, I think we had Pat Collins in and mm-hmm. tried to explain it a little bit. But for anybody just listening and not too familiar with this topic, when you're talking about splitting the airwaves, what exactly does that mean?
Well, this
CBS News update. President Trump clears his calendar to deal with Syria and a suspected chlorine gas attack in Douma that killed dozens. He's just canceled a trip to the Latin American summit this weekend. Chief White House correspondent Major Garrett.
Sarah Sanders, the press secretary here, said in her statement that the president will remain in Washington to oversee the U.S. response to activities going on in Syria and other matters around the world.
CBS's Cammie McCormick at the Pentagon.
One option is using the Navy destroyer USS Donald Cook, which is underway in the eastern Mediterranean. The guided missile destroyer is armed with Tomahawk cruise missiles. Defense Secretary Mattis has said he doesn't rule anything out.
Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright.
It needs to be within an overall strategy that does, I think, require a change. Assad is killing his own people, and that is just, it's a war crime.
Word just in from the White House, Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert has resigned. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.